Nearly. Two each. And they're Guinness.
Just as well we got a couple of bit out.
But we're going to do for you now a couple of tunes from Scotland, I expect. First of these two is
a Strathspey, probably the only Strathspey of the evening, as they are a form of music, quite tricky. We like to make things as easy for ourselves and each other as possible. This one is spectacularly difficult, which is why it's so early in the set. In this, Dave has to go right up here into the dusty end of his fiddle. You know, the bit that
never even gets cleaned up then.
No, no. It's a real sort of one for the local dogs. Any music lovers might take this moment to hop out and inspect their bicycles. But it's written by the great man himself, Scott Skinner, who was known as the Strathspey King. You'll see why when you hear this one example of his work.
He had 13 illegitimate children and a bicycle.
That he was always rushing out to inspect. The second tune is known both in Scotland and Ireland. We do a kind of hybrid. It's called the flogging. There's only two G's in flogging when it's spelled like this, but there is an apostrophe which is at the end and silent. A bit like a P in bath. Thank you. Thank you. This is a chorus song, by way of a change, while my respected friend here gets his pacemaker back down to acceptable levels. The British Heart Foundation has laid down for fiddle players who abuse themselves. This is a song, the chorus is the title and the title is the chorus, and it was written by Richard Thompson, who was had the great pleasure of bringing me to Chicago about 3 months ago.
Yep.
Played down the road. But this is not a song he did that night. Perhaps you'll see why.
Four tunes that come from the Isle of Man. The first one's called The Flitter Dance, and that's followed by Peter O'Tavy. After that, we're going to play a piece called Mona's Delight, and then we're going to play Hunt the Wren.
Thank you.
Music from some other islands, some great islands, the Shetland Islands. This is the Merry Boys of Greenhill, Ola Fjord, Jack, and Willa Fjord, and then we'll probably do them again. We'll be right back.
unless my eyes deceive me, or he's sitting very quietly in the dark somewhere, Barry Manilow didn't come along again tonight. Which is his loss. Because I'm about to sing you what I think potentially could be a million and a half seller for him. The most fun I get this evening is during the choruses of this song, where it's called She Is Woman, by the way, but there are a lot of dots between the is and woman periods, as you call them here, during which time I close my eyes and pretend I'm Barry Manilow, which is the most fun I'm likely to have tonight. But this song has been known to divide audiences into two camps, and I encourage this. I hope you all either sing along or give vent to your feelings, negative or positive, engendered by the lyrics of this song, which are, to say the least, a little pointed and controversial, but then the least said soonest mended. Here we go, She Is Woman. I hope you enjoy this. I love my wife loves me. Without our love, where would we be? Though we're together, she is free. She is woman. I need her and she needs me to wash my shirts and fetch my tea. She's proud to be my property. She is woman. She can't cope without me. There's no hope without me. She's just a dope without me. She is woman. See where the strings come in. Little muted brass. Doing simple household chores, washing dishes or scrubbing floors. That's what God put her here for. She is woman. She wants to serve me all my life, to be my slave, not just my wife. Without a man, she can't survive. She is woman. She can't cope without me. There's no hope without me. Come on, lads. She's just a dope without me. She is woman. I've got superiority, 'cause I'm a man while she's just she. I'm an eagle, she's a flea. She is woman. 'Cause she's a woman, that is all. My brain is large, while hers is small, and she can hardly think at all. She is woman. She can't cope without me. There's no hope without me. She's just a dope without me. Yeah, believe it or not, there are some women who haven't got a sense of humour.
We're going to play you, well, I know it's my favourite anyway, Carol Ann tune. It's the first one he composed when he was about 16, after he'd been blinded with smallpox for 2 years. He'd never played anything before he was blinded. Within 2 or 3 years, he was the greatest harper of all time. And this was the first tune that he wrote. It's called She Beg and She More.
Which is Gaelic, not actually She Begs for More. And somebody came up to me last night and said, it's really nice that tune, but why's he got that funny title?
The title's come from a little mountain range where one mountain's called She Beg and the other mountain's called She Moor. The legend has it that the fairies that live in these mountains come out and do battle once a year in the valley, and Carolan wrote this to placate them, so that there wouldn't be any more battles between the fairies.
Seems to have worked.
Haven't heard of any lately. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for the Guinness.
This is a song and a tune wrapped up together. This is a song called The Widow of Westmoreland's Daughter, which I got from John Kirkpatrick, who was very relieved to get rid of it and has been sending Christmas cards ever since. And he got it from an album. This album consisted of songs which had salacious, rude, or downright indecent undertones, innuendos, or words. The album was done quite a long time ago when I was just a little lad, but
a long time ago.
Bert Lloyd was singing it, and it was accompanied by a friend of mine on my right on the original recording. So the wheel, if you like, has come full circle, because we're going to bring it to you again. It's called The Widow of Westmoreland's Daughter, as I said. It's a cautionary tale, a story song about a young lady who gets into trouble and then makes it worse by telling her mum about it. And things go from bad to worse. She gets a wallpaper over her eyes by the soldier who's got into trouble in the first place. And she must be very naive and gullible, because the song actually contains the worst gynecological advice you'll receive this evening, if you're lucky. But and the tune is called Random Notes, which also seems appropriate. Thank you.
She would keep her maintenance long, but don't be dumb.
Mother, she said, say no more to me.
There's a fine young man in the Grenadier Guards, been maiden and taken from me. You saucy catcher,
impudent cat, cursed may it be.
If some mighty young rogue in the Grenadier Guards, your maiden and taken from me. The
Grenadier Guards as fast as go can she.
Come, give me back me maid and pray for me mother, she nags at me. So he kissed her and undressed her, and he laid her on the bed.
But people,
her head where her feet were before, so he gave back her maiden head. And then he kissed her and he dressed her, put a rose in either hand, and invited her round to St. Mary's Church to see his fine wedding. The cad.
Tune now, Swab.
She's run to her mammy's house as fast as go can she. I'm the smaller maiden, mother dear, in the day that you bore me. Because he kissed me and undressed me, and he laid me on the bed. But he put me head where my feet were before, so he gave back me maiden head. Then he kissed me and he dressed me, put a rose in either hand, and invited me round to St. Mary's Church to see his fine wedding. Oh, never on top the widow, she said, in a carriage and pair you'll ride, with 24 fine young ladies that go with you beside.
flood. The storming wind cut through to my skin, but she cut through to my blood. I was looking for trouble to tangle my lines, when trouble come a-looking for me. I knew I was standing on treacherous ground, but I was sinking too fast to run free. With her scheming, her idle ways, she left me poor enough. The storm in the wind cut through to my skin, but she cut through to my blood. Still I'm ready and I'm blind with my hands tied behind, for I've neither a mind nor a will. Oh, it's bitter, the need of the portaging boy, for he'll always believe what they say. And when they tell him it's hard to be honest and good, does he mind when he doesn't get paid? With her scheming and her idle ways, she left me poor enough. The storm in the wind got through to my skin, but she cuts through to my blood.
Come on, you sing it as well.
With her scheming and her idle ways, she left me poor enough. The storm in the wind cut through to my skin, but she cuts through to me.
Two very special tunes from Scotland about 200 years ago. A man called Neil Gow. Bees Knees, these. Thanks very much.